There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a national story, but on top of that, it seems to, like, I don't know, has some eerie feelings, like brings back some PTSD from Fotostoulos in that trial. Michael Coyne is the dean of the Massachusetts School of Law, joining us now on Brian and Company. No driveways to shovel or anything this today.
No, just the same problem, the same cold you guys are dealing with down there, I imagine.
So this case, and I mean the cases coming out of Boston in the last couple of years, I mean, it always seems like there's something, but, you know, Karen Reed, and now we're on to Brian Walsh. You know, and I said it, there's some resonance with the Fotostoulos trial, which I know you remember that case.
Oh, yeah.
Here, you know, he admitted, and a lot of people, maybe just review quick synopsis of the case for people listening in our area who don't know the case.
Sure. So on New Year's, a couple of years ago, they had a lovely party in their house by all accounts, but then the next morning, Brian Walsh's wife disappeared. At least that's what he had told police initially, that she went to D.C. As it turned out, ultimately, he is now charged with first-degree murder, premeditated murder, as well as dismembering her body and lying to the police on multiple occasions over the course of multiple days with respect to where she was and what had happened to her. So now, at the start of this trial, he has agreed and pled out to both lying to the police throughout the course of the investigation, as well as dismembering her body. And the fact is, and this is why the similarities are, as you point out, that her body has never been found. Some of her personal items have been found. Some items that he used, or at least now that he's acknowledged dismembering the body, were used, a hatchet, a hacksaw, various other implements. He was captured on video at Home Depot, gathering all of this murder equipment and the like. And now what he's done is pled out to the two charges, but still says that he had nothing to do with her murder. It was a sudden death that occurred, and he knew he'd be a suspect, so he had to dispose of the body.
So, and this is after, I mean, so he admits to lying to police and moving the body. And this is after, didn't he try to plead not guilty by reason of insanity initially as well?
No, there was a question of whether he was competent to stand trial. And he was evaluated at Bridgewater State Hospital for 40 days to make that determination. that he was, in fact, competent to make important decisions during the trial and that he understood the seriousness of the charges against him. But that also may have been a precursor by his lawyers to making sure he was competent to plea to those two charges, because one of them charges, the dismembering the body, carries with it up to a 20-year sentence. So it's not, even if he's found not guilty of the first-degree murder or one of the lesser-included offenses, he's going to jail for well over a decade.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking with Michael Coyne, dean of the Massachusetts School of Law. And, you know, with what you just said, I mean, everyone deserves a fair trial, right? I understand the law. But is the only reason this isn't an open show? Because this thing's going to last 3 weeks. Like, why is this such a drawn-out trial? Is it just because they couldn't find the body, even though they already know what happened to it?
Yeah, usually with a murder case, the easiest thing to prove is that a death occurred. You have the body, you have a coroner's report, you have a forensic examination. Here we don't have those things. So the cause of her death is really important, especially when you start to consider that the charge he faces is first-degree murder, which requires not only that she have been murdered, but at his hands, and it be premeditated. So what he's doing, in essence, is taking advantage of the crime that he's acknowledged committing, which is just illegally disposing of her body, because it's very difficult to show exactly what the cause of her death is. And he's arguing, at least, and trying to present to the jury that it was just a sudden death, and sudden, unexplained death. And these things do happen. They'll have expert testimony to that effect. But I do think the jury's going to struggle with that concept that you could do the things he did and the manner in which he did it, but have nothing to do with
it. I know you're supposed to be, it's a reasonable doubt, but how do you separate it? I mean, that's, and so my question to you is there, I mean, I understand the strategy. It seems a bit of a Hail Mary. I mean, when you handicap the odds here of the defense establishing some reasonable doubt, I mean, how long a shot is it?
I think it's a long shot. And I think what's interesting about it from the standpoint of the drama still to come is, in order to even create this alternative world, he almost has to testify now, because he's the only one that could put in the foundation for, you know, I woke up, I looked at her, she was cold, she was dead, and I knew I'd be the prime suspect. The only person who could put that type of evidence in, and his lawyer during the opening suggested he would, in fact, testify. And that's just, that's a real Hail Mary, because the cross-examination is going to be absolutely brutal.
Well, why would he feel like he would be the prime suspect if nothing bad happened?
Well, that's a good point. Their relationship was a bit rocky. He owed $400,000 in restitution on an art forgery case. She was, in fact, the meal ticket, and she had a very, very huge life insurance policy. So her death would potentially allow him to pay off the restitution and escape imprisonment on the art forgery charge. She also had another relationship down in D.C., and by some of the testimony already, she was intending to leave him with the children and go to D.C. So,
last question, real quick, because we're up against the clock. We're talking with Michael Coyne, dean of the Massachusetts School of Law. You can watch his stuff on NBC 10 Boston. They have dedicated shows to this. Now, internet searches, you know, they could follow his tracks of what he did.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need the hardware? Like, say he did the searches on an iPad, then destroyed the iPad. It was never found. Can they still find the searches?
Yes, they can, and they can recover that, and they have recovered most of it. And his searches are even gruesome as well. People should take a look at them. It's very cold and calculating as to what he did. You know, the other thing part of it is they've been able to trace his movements because of the art forgery conviction. He was on an ankle bracelet. So they can show that he went to various dumpsters on the South Shore and the North Shore disposing of her remains. He's not necessarily the smartest criminal in the world, but I think he believes he is.
Huh. Well, Michael, it's always good to catch up. Have a great Christmas, buddy. We appreciate it.
You too. See ya.
Michael Coyne, one of my favorites.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.